com.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Again, as we go right into the phone calls here, show is about your calls. Let's start things out to the amplifier line. And Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Hey, I'm going to talk about police horror stories, but first, has anybody noticed the diesel prices have gone up 50 cents in a week other than me?
Well, I don't buy diesel, so I have not, no.
And gas has gone up a little bit, too, but yeah.
Gas has gone up about 35 cents here, but
wow.
The diesel has gone up, taking a 50-cent leap in 1 week.
Huh.
And this is just getting into the heating season. That's going to cause quite a bit of damper on the Christmas season, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
But anyway, police horror stories. Yesterday, my wife was on the phone talking to an associate of ours who happens to be a doctor, but he's from India. And she was talking to him as she hears all this commotion going on. And then the phone falls on the ground, and then she hears some more stuff, and then a little later the signal goes dead. She's trying to say, hello, hello, what's going on?
Hmm.
And so she calls back. All she gets is the voicemail, and later on, she finds out the story. This guy had gone through an intersection where they had a police officer directing traffic for the little kiddies, you know,
mm-hmm.
as they go to school in the morning. This intersection also had a stoplight. So he's sitting there at the light, and he's busy talking on the phone, so he's not really paying close attention. The light turns green, and he takes off. And the cop panics, has a cow that this guy is trying to go through the light when it turns green. So he hollers at him, and then I guess he stopped the car, and that was probably his big mistake. Should have just kept going, I think. But anyway, he stopped the car, and his police officer comes over there just screaming at the top of his lungs, grabs him out of the car. And this is a doctor, and he's saying, you know, he's telling him, hey, I'm a doctor. You know, I'm going to the hospital. I got a patient. I've got patients. I've got to see.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop doesn't care about any of this stuff.
Sure.
He pulls the guy out of the car, and he winds up arresting him and taking him to jail. And the guy had to bail himself out, and then eventually later in the day, he got back to his business. But, I mean, this cop is totally out of hand, and behind this guy was another friend of his who was also a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a witness to the whole thing, and I guess this doctor guy is going to go after this cop.
What was the charge? Do you have any idea?
I have yet to find out what the charge
was. So, wait, was your wife on the phone with him while he was in the car or when he was at the office?
While he was getting pulled out of the car.
Okay.
My wife was on the phone with him.
Wow.
And she didn't know what was going on. She just hears this commotion, and then the phone kind of hits the ground, and then she hears some more, you know, stuff going on, and then the phone signal went dead, and she tries calling back, just gets the voicemail. So, yeah, she was on the phone talking to him, and there was right behind him driving another doctor. I guess they were driving together to the hospital or something. I'm not sure what the arrangement was, but he was a witness to this whole thing. And it's just these cops are just out of control.
They're high on a power trip. Adrenaline rush.
Now, this might wind up with this cop getting fired because there is two people. You know, my wife was a witness on the phone, but that's not going to be a lot of help. But
right.
What would be more of a help is the other doctor who was behind him who saw the whole thing. It's too bad he didn't have one of those driving video cameras.
Yeah, I don't know, Gene. I mean, I understand they're doctors and they're, you know, reliable and everything, but I don't think that... just looking at the history of cops and accusations against them, it seems unlikely that he's going to get fired. I mean, he didn't beat the guy, so...
It's going to take a lot of work to get him fired, but I think that, you know, this guy's got a little bit of cash that he can put into it, and I think he's going to cause quite a bit of trouble for this cop.
We'll see. Now, let us know what happens.
The problem is, even if the cop gets fired, there's 10 more guys ready to step into his shoes
sure.
and do the same darn thing.
Yep, and there's always some new recruits that are being, you know, indoctrinated into the system, into the thin blue line, into their little club. And the fact is, these positions of power attract the easily corruptible or the already corrupt and those in search of power over others. It attracts other people, too,
right,
that want to make a difference.
People who want to make a difference.
But the fact is, you don't know who they are. You don't know who the good ones are. They don't wear a little badge that says good cop, bad cop. So you have to presume they're all bad until proven otherwise.
Well, they have a badge. That shows they're bad.
Thanks, Gene. All right. Appreciate the story. And keep us in the loop if anything else happens with that case. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Just out of control.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
I don't know. I'd like to hear all the circumstances, but...
You can bring up anything, John, in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello? Can you hear me?
We've got you, John. What's on your mind?
That was weird. Let's see, I'm a happy camper today. Dennis Kucinich has initiated impeachment proceedings against President or Vice President Dick Cheney.
Yes. Oh, okay, great.
Have you guys talked about that yet tonight?
No, I think I heard something about it a day ago or 2 days ago. I didn't really think anything would happen with it, so I don't know. Do you think it actually has a chance of going through?
The article I read just said that... you know, everybody needs to call.
I don't think it has a snowball's chance in hell. Dennis Kucinich is, you know, he sponsored lots of bills that have gone nowhere. You know, he's sort of a fringe guy like Ron Paul is in the House. And there's lots of reasons to respect him, but, you know, I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, well, certainly, I'm sure our listeners and the news people will keep an eye on the situation, and if it actually develops, we'll certainly bring you more information. It's hard for me to get too excited. I mean, it's good that he did that. But,
well, they got rid of Alberto Gonzalez, but look who they're putting in his place.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, there's no real fundamental change that would happen, even if they impeached both Dick Cheney and President Bush. Nothing would change in Washington, D.C. It's just more symbolic than anything else.
Yeah, you're probably right. Put a smile on my face.
Hey, whatever it takes these days to be positive, you know, whatever it takes. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 to Joe calling from somewhere in the internet. Joe, you're on the line. What's up? Joe, in cyberspace. Hello.
Hi, I'm a medical marijuana user.
Okay. Excellent.
And I want to share my experience and my belief about it.
Please, why are you a medical marijuana user?
I suffer from infrequent, well, it's more and more frequent, but it's not continual chronic pain.
Mm.
Some days I can't work because of the pain, and some days it's just, I need something to help manage the pain.
Is it all over your body or any specific area?
In specific areas.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a back and neck problem.
Is it like a sharp biting pain or a dull sort of flat pain?
It's either or both at times.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's excruciating. If anyone's ever had a spinal headache, that's how bad it can get.
I've never had that, but it sounds awful. So
you feel
sick, bad.
And you want to throw up, and sometimes you feel like you'd rather die.
So at what point did you figure out that marijuana was helpful for you?
Well, I didn't know. I've only smoked marijuana once before this, and smoking really probably isn't the best way anyway.
Get a vaporizer.
Yeah, or food.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I didn't know whether it would help me or not, and it was difficult for me to find a doctor that would even discuss the issue. And
well, now, is Michigan one of the medical states?
I don't believe Michigan is.
If it was, you'd probably know about it. Okay, I don't think it is either.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can find out. It's easy enough to find out on the internet which ones they are. Normal, I think, will have a good reference
for sure.
To that. In any case, I didn't really know. My attitude, always having been a libertarian, was that whether people wanted to use it for medicine or recreationally, it was their business.
Absolutely.
But I've always found it infuriating that other people who don't know anything about it would want to keep people from being able to have the best possible medicine and possibly in some ways the cheapest possible medicine in order to deal with their condition.
it is a shocker, and it is it's something that just defies explanation. I agree.
Right. I do want to tell you, is that the music?
Yes, and I want to hear more of your story, so hang on. 800-259-9231. I am absolutely entranced by people that tell medical marijuana stories, because I just find them so compelling. I find them so just interesting and important for people to hear and understand that this is a drug that really helps people. This isn't just somebody BSing you as to why they want to smoke pot to get high. It really helps, more in the way.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Federal Reserve is stealing your money. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Go to America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop using their money. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. LibertyDollar.org.
800-259-9231. We go back to Joe calling from somewhere out there. Joe, who is a medical marijuana user, and I don't know why, for some reason I thought you were in Michigan. It was actually the last caller that was in Michigan. But you use medical marijuana because you have, as you describe it, chronic pain. How long have you had the chronic pain?
It progressively got worse throughout my life, but it really got bad about 3 or 4 years ago. I was seeing the chiropractor regularly and the osteopath. And one of the osteopaths pointed out that I could have had a real serious injury that had been undetected and sent me to get an X-ray. And the X-ray was inconclusive, so I got an MRI. And then we found out the problem that I had was essentially crushed discs in the neck.
Yes. Oh, boy.
And they weren't really crushed, but the place in the neck is a really common place where it gets hurt. Mm-hmm. And that causes nerve blockages in the arm, and it causes muscle spasms in the arm and shoulder, and general pain in that area of the back and neck.
So you were just beginning to tell us about what it was that, I guess, brought you on track to try medical marijuana for your problems.
Right. Medical marijuana was available in my state for years, and like I said, I wasn't particularly a proponent of it any more than any other libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my attitude was really one of returning marijuana to a weed legally, and nothing. Probably no mention in any law books at all is what I would prefer.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I had a kind of a laissez-faire attitude toward it, but I wasn't interested in it for myself. And I went 30 years with, over 30 years, almost 40 years, without ever touching it. And I guess almost 30 years, without ever touching it. And I just wasn't interested. Having tried it once, I just didn't want anything like that. And then when I found out that it was possibly going to help me, even though I'd had trouble with other kinds of medications, basically let me finish the sentence and I'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
When I found out it was possibly going to help me, then I became intrigued and looked into it. I kind of waffled for about a year after I'd been diagnosed, and then finally I decided to look into it. Now, I began to say the over-the-counter medications really only have effect on a marginally bad day. You know, one is just a little worse than when I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Then it gets to the point where over-the-counter medications can't help, and I can't concentrate, and I feel sick, and I can't do anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a choice of taking the pain pill that was described or prescribed for me, or going to sleep, trying to get some sleep or something if I could. A lot of these times when I should have been working.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if I was feeling well, of course. So then when I tried the cannabis, and I try not to use the word marijuana. I really only used it for the familiarity of it.
Sure.
You may know, of course, that marijuana, the term, was actually used to make people, to associate it with lower classes of people.
Yes, it's more of a like a slang term, of course, it's you're absolutely right. That is the history of the term.
They wanted people to think of blacks and Mexicans.
Right.
Yeah, and it's really cannabis. That's what it was called before. Cannabis tinctures were available. Food was available. And more recently now, vapor has been available through vaporizers, mm-hmm. In addition to smoking it, which is probably the least helpful way to eat it or to take it.
So you said that, you know, it had been a year until you'd had your diagnosis for a year until you decided to go ahead and give the medical marijuana a try. Did you go to a doctor, got a prescription?
Yeah. I went to my regular doctor first, and I said, you know, we have this program, and I don't really like asking government permission for things, but I want to give it a try. He said, well, you know, I didn't get to speak with him personally, but the people that I spoke with on the phone trying to get a referral to a pain management specialist said, well, we don't really know anybody that will call you back. And they threw me a name, and then I called the pain management specialist, oh, we don't do that. So then I got on the Internet, and I finally found out who I could talk to in my area. And naturally, because it's not a gray market, because a gray market is already a term, and it's not a black market because it's not illegal in the state for patients.
Right.
But because it's like a black market because of the federal issues, it's hard to find anybody. Everybody's afraid of the feds.
Sure.
And so finally I did find somebody. And frankly, what I tried first was getting some illegally on the street. And I tried that. And it did seem as though it could be helpful at that point, even though I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I basically didn't know how to handle it, and I smoked too much, and I didn't really know enough. But I did finally get a feel for it and decided it could be helpful, and that's when I'd gone to the doctor.
So what did what was the difference for you? I mean, when you actually tried this out and it worked, I mean, what was how dramatic was it? Noticeable? I mean, what can you describe the feeling?
Here's the thing. First of all, there are several different ways to take it, and there are several different reasons to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my case, the best reason to take it is because I either need to be able to think through the pain, or I need to be able to tolerate the pain. And if I need to think through the pain and it's not serious, then I can take a tincture. And if I take a tincture, you know, that's dissolved in alcohol.
Right.
If I take a tincture, then if I put it under my tongue and it's not really serious pain, but it's enough that I can't think,
mm-hmm.
about 5 or 10 seconds, I'll probably be able to go back to normal.
Seconds.
I can still feel the pain, but it doesn't make me lose my concentration.
Wow, that is amazing. I'm shocked that it acts that fast.
Now, you may find it interesting. I find it tremendously ironic that I can concentrate better when I have it in my system.
Hmm.
Now, that's not always true, of course. If I need a lot of it, I may not be able to concentrate better, but then I get relief from pain.
Amazing.
But the main thing, the most exciting thing about it, is that I can think better with a tincture when the pain isn't too bad. And there's one reason for that, and that's that a tincture is not derived by using heat. And so
right.
All the substances that are in the plant go into the alcohol.
Sure, and so you're actually getting the the THC and whatever else is in there without the combustion aspect, and it's making a difference for you. And the smoke, and that's not the smoke's not there, and the vaporizer, of course, is another way to deliver that as
the
well.
The THC is partially blocked.
Interesting story. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. It's just always amazing hearing medical marijuana stories. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red-hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number, or VIN number, on the title and on the car itself don't match. And the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new. Ignition switches feel loose. And keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot theft can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it for free right there on the front page of our website. There's no logging in. There's no mandatory anything. You just click and download. It's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones to do the fun, let's talk to Nick in Kentucky. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick. Nick,
hey, what up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, one, paying taxes gives me a spinal headache. And, yeah, and so I just wanted to tell you a quick story and then pose a question for you.
All right, sure.
All right, story is I'm a Christian, and I am a Ron Paul supporter, and it's just funny how recently I've gotten into the whole Ron Paul revolution. And I tell my friends all the time, you know, we were at a event the other night, and there's a bunch of Christians around, and all I said was, you know, hey, did you know what the law was concerning marijuana? And I don't smoke marijuana myself, but of course, around a bunch of Christians, oh my gosh, marijuana!
You can't talk about marijuana.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. The point is, as I said, Ron Paul, and as soon as I mentioned Ron Paul, a bunch of people said, Ron Paul, that guy's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Because he's for liberty? I mean, and freedom? I don't understand. I mean, because if the things that you want to do in your life you know, the government's just going to come down harder and harder. And one of these days, you know, as so-called respectables, you know, just because they're, you know, young Christian white males, you know, that nothing happens to them. But one of these days, you know, they're going to understand that it doesn't matter if your beliefs, and Ron Paul has said this numerous times, it doesn't matter what he believes or someone else believes. It's the fact that government should have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's true. Well, what do they say when you, you know, did you retort that, you know, he just believes in liberty? What's crazy about that? I mean, what was their response?
Well, nothing really. I mean, because they can't. How can they argue with that?
Right.
That someone started throwing out the war, and ironically, I mean, as a Christian person, they were thinking, yeah, we should be over there. We should be helping these people. And I'm like, well, helping who? It's the government benefits. I mean, there's plenty of countries that have dictators or people who have been raped and people have been killed. I mean, do we go over there? No, it's only the people, it's only the countries that, you know, we have a objective in, whether, you know, getting rich somehow, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just strange. I mean, and I had to actually, you know, quiet them all down because there's probably about 20 of them. And I was just saying, you know what, I'm not going to get anywhere right now, but just, you know, research it yourself. Look at Ron Paul's history. Look at what's going to happen if you don't vote Ron Paul in. I mean, so.
Good for you. I mean, wow. That's what you've got to do. You've got to let people know that people that they respect and like are in support of Ron Paul, and that will hopefully get them over the hump that they think he's some crazy wackaloon, because if you support him and you're not crazy, then maybe he is worth a second look worth a closer look.
Exactly, and it's the way the media portrays him anyway. I mean, lately he's gotten obviously a little better media coverage, and especially with the whole $4.2 million that he raised on the 5th.
Right.
And so, again, people just say, oh, that's just, you know, well, you know, I'm like, what do you mean? They can't really come up with a logical answer to rebut anything. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. They just want to argue about something, I guess. I don't know what the problem is, but it seems like a lot of Ron Paul supporters, I mean, have their head on their shoulders, and I just appreciate that.
I think you're right. What was your question?
The question was, I've not really into the whole politics. I wasn't before, but again, it's just, you have to be at this moment, because if you want to be free, you kind of have to get into it, and not necessarily get into the politics of it, but because you have to research it a little bit. And my question was, is I didn't really know, because one of the big things is the IRS. You know, I hate paying taxes, and I'm sure everybody else does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big selling point with a lot of people. I mean, who wants to pay taxes, you know?
Not many.
There's
a few people,
federal,
but not
taxes.
Many, yeah.
So anyway, the other thing I was going to ask is if he's president, I mean, how is that? I just don't know how that works. Like, does he have the authority, the power to just say, I'm going to wipe out the IRS, I'm going to wipe out the DA, I'm going to do all that kind of stuff?
I mean, as I understand it, he does not. That's based on, I was watching an interview of him. He was talking with the Nashua Telegraph editorial board, and that question did come up. And he made it clear that he would need the cooperation of Congress in order to do something like that. But he pointed out that if Ron Paul is elected, if he gets elected, then that sends a message to the rest of Congress that the tides are turning and that they better get with the program on this whole liberty thing. I think what he might be able to do, and this is just me speculating, okay, what he might be able to do is maybe essentially make it so the IRS is neutered to some extent, in that, you know, they couldn't go after people anymore, maybe issue some sort of executive order.
It's my understanding that, you know, under the Clinton administration, the IRS was much more lax in its auditing than under the Bush administration. So I would say that he does have some power there.
Yeah, he may have some options, but as far as abolishing the entire agency, that doesn't seem to be something that he can do on his own.
Okay. Well, like I said, that was kind of just the question I had, because people, you know, I hate it when I'm somewhat of a, I call myself a wannabe know-it-all, because, I mean, you can't know-it-all, but I research everything, and I can't be that person who says, oh, I don't know, I'm just ignorant because I just don't, you know, I never looked it up. So
thirsty
that
for
was
knowledge.
One of the questions that one of my friends had said, well, I mean, how's he going to buy? He doesn't even have the power to do that. And I'm like, Well,
that's true. He doesn't. But what he does have the power to do is bring the troops home from around the world immediately, from all around the world, the 700-plus military bases, the 135 countries they occupy, bring them home and probably, you know, save quite a bit of money as far as the expenditures for, you know, sending those troops all around the world. So
yeah, well, thank goodness, because I am in the military, and I'm going to Iraq on December 15th.
Yikes.
Yeah, and but hey, you know what's funny? I get tax-free money when I'm over there.
Tax-free? They don't take taxes out when you're there? Why?
Nope. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why the whole... I've never really questioned it. I mean, I'm like, oh, cool, tax-free money. But, yeah, whenever you're over there, you get... it's all tax-free. Whenever you're in another country, in a sense, I guess, for the Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, anything like that, it's all tax-free money.
Save as much of that money as you can, because you're going to need it when you get out of the military.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
How long do you have left?
I have until 2012.
Ooh,
that's a long stuff. Unless I don't want to get my teeth fixed, then I'm good.
All right, man. Well, good luck. Hopefully you stay alive. Maybe Ron Paul will get elected and bring you home sooner rather than later. And thanks. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
All right.
800-259-9231. You know, if you're ever asked a question by somebody and you don't know the answer, it's okay to say that. And I think that's what he said, but it's okay to tell the person, look, that's a great question. I'm not really sure what the answer is, but I'll do my best to find out and get back to you on that. Of course, the good thing about being a libertarian
The thing about Ron Paul as a candidate is he actually gives answers to these questions, whereas the rest of the candidates dance around
right.
them. And I think that that's one of the ways that people, you know, that they think, Ron Paul's crazy. Well, yeah, he kind of acts a little crazy compared to the rest of the candidates who just spew lies.
Yeah.
You know, telling the truth does look crazy in a world of candidates spewing lies.
So the good thing about being a libertarian is that you're able to answer most questions right off the bat, even if you don't have an intricate knowledge of the subject matter. You know, somebody asks you, well, what about this government program? What should be done with it? Well, we should probably get rid of it because of blah, blah, blah. I mean, it really, it's great. That's one of the reasons why we're so effective on the air doing this show, is we don't have to know all the internal workings of the government programs to understand that there's something inherently wrong with the entire system, and that is that government is force, and of course, it's just not nice to use force on your neighbors to get them to do things. For instance, here in Keene, there's a proposal apparently on the table to create a historic district.
Oh,
which means that essentially a portion, most of the center of Keene will be deemed as historic.
You can't tear down any buildings.
You can't do anything unless you go to some planning board and beg their permission to make a change to your property. That's what they're proposing right now. And, you know, again, it's just this idea that if you want to do something, it's easier to just go to the government and have them threaten your neighbors in order to get them to behave in the way that you want them to, rather than being creative and innovative and, you know, going around and buying the properties and protecting them the way you think is best. It's just, it's sad. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld Spy Finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our
smart bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. On the phone with your man, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, anything you purchase, we get a percentage. Same great prices, same great free Super Saver shipping deals on a whole bunch of items, 41 categories to shop in. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. Just start your shopping through amazon.freetalklive.com. Make it a habit. Whenever you got to buy something online, go check their prices. I'm telling you, you'll be blown away. Go into the big box retail stores and find an item, and then go find the same item on Amazon. 9 times out of 10, it'll be cheaper on Amazon. So not only will you get a better deal, but Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the sale if you start at amazon.freetalklive.com. And so we go to the phones to Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You spoke a couple of things the last couple of minutes. I know I told you I was going to talk about the electric car, but first off with Ron Paul. He was on CNBC tonight, did a great interview. My mom called me up about him and said, oh, he's not as radical as I thought he was. second thing, about the historic societies. I was in a old village in a town called Geneva out in Illinois, which has houses that have been converted into kind of antique stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the lady that owned the store, and she was telling me all about his historic societies. And to make a long story short, she was not allowed to cut 2 inches off of a window so that she could fit a modern air conditioner in her window and save money on electricity.
Wow.
Yeah, so these people don't care about nothing. They don't care about modernization of any kind. The woman has to pay probably, during the summer, probably $30, $40 a month extra to run this old-fashioned air conditioner that's spewing out all kinds of pollution and stuff.
Right.
Too.
Wow. You know, and it just doesn't matter as long as these old buildings, these bits of stick, wood, metal, and glass are preserved.
Right. And I think that the people in New Hampshire ought to know that. They ought to be aware of that.
Absolutely. By the way, the attitude of the central planner here, the director, the planning director, whatever his title is, was he was asked by the newspaper reporter in town who's doing a story on this, who'd asked me for comment, which is why I'm even aware of this going on. He said, well, you know, aren't you concerned that this is going to be a bit of a, you know, you're going to be running roughshod over property rights? And he says, well, it's for the common good.
Well, no, it's not. It's for his own pocket. That's what it's for.
Well, it's, you know, and it's really kind of, it's quite an ad. It really reveals the attitude of people like him. You know, people like him, they've gone through their government, they've gone to the colleges, and they've gotten their education, and they believe that they know how everything should work, and that they're so well educated and so smart about city planning, and they know everything, and the little people, these little property owners, what do they know? I'm the educated one. I'm the city planner. My vision is what's good for society. I know what's good for the public. How do you know anything? You're just a little peon. This is the attitude of these people. I mean, they're not so overt about it, but that's sort of what was hidden in that statement of, oh, well, you know, we just have to sacrifice things for the common good. Well, who are you? And who anointed you the decider of what is and what is not for the common good? It's really quite an attitude.
Yeah, and according to this woman that I was talking to, the people didn't even live in the town that were telling her not to do this.
Yeah.
Anyway, about who killed the electric car, and the reason I brought this up is, Ian, you said something about how it was conspiracy theory.
That sounded like a conspiracy
somebody
theory.
Somebody, this was a car. This is a movie about a car called the EV1 made in 1996 by GM.
Mm-hmm.
So it's General Motors, big car company. They gave out, I think, 150 of them. I'm just throwing out numbers. Don't hold me to the numbers. I'm just throwing out what I remember.
Okay.
150 of them. They've got something like 200 miles to a charge. So you could drive the car for 200 miles before you had to plug it back in. No noise, no pollution, went fast. Had them on the road for a year or two. I'm not even sure about how long they had them on the road.
465 were produced, they were in both 99 and 2000.
Well, 99 and 2000, now, because this was back in 1996 is what they were talking about in the movie.
Okay, well, there's, you know, they have a span of years, and it may very well, it was produced for the model year 1997, but there were, there were others released along the way.
So what happened
right.
to it? What's
okay,
the executive
so what,
summary?
What happened was, this is all I know about it. I didn't even see the movie. I just looked into it. So what happened was the GM said, we can't let you have these cars anymore. Give them back. The owner said, but we like these cars. We love them. We want to keep them. How much does it cost to buy them? Because they were leased. And GM said, you cannot buy them. We will not let you buy them. And they took them all back. They had trouble taking a few of them back because the owners did not want to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
They took them all back and they crushed them.
Yes, they did.
And that's the long and short of the story. And
according to Wikipedia, that's the case.
Yeah, and to this day, there's no satisfactory explanation as to why.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What is the theory out there as to?
Well, they're putting to it that it's cutting into the profits of the oil companies and the government, who is bought by the oil companies and other players involved in it too.
Well, that's too bad, you know, and it hasn't stopped other companies from doing similar research. They could have led the way in that particular area, but now instead other companies are going to be able to do it, and so maybe it'll take a little bit longer, but that technology is still on the way. I mean, Tesla Motors is they've got working cars on the road that are, I believe, fully electric.
Right, and another EV is coming out, I believe, in 2010.
Okay.
From General Motors, but I think that it's going to be a hybrid, just a hybrid that gets like 200 miles to the gallon or something like that.
Excellent. Good to know that. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate your clarification on that. 1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking vehicles, you had a story about fire trucks, Mark.
Yes, I do.
Private fire trucks.
Apparently,
at least one of them.
From Telegram.com. Private fire trucks save California homes. Owners pay an average of $19,000 a year. Firefighter Sam Craze was in the San Diego community of Rancho Santa Fe when the median where the median home price is $2.4 million, spraying retardant as a wildfire spread to nearby brush.
We talked about the retardant. It's this chemical they spray on the perimeter of the home. They actually will spray it on the home as well if it's in a certain risk area. And this is very expensive homeowner's insurance at this time. But it's very interesting technology.
Well, they didn't pump that retardant out of the back of a VW Bug, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
The vegetation lit on fire, and it was it was 5 feet from the house, says Cray, 28. He turned his hose on the flames, and the home was saved. Craze didn't work for a local fire department or the California Department of Forestry. He works for American International Group Incorporated, the world's largest insurer. If you're a client with a home threatened by California's worst wildfires in 4 years, you're getting serviced to your next door neighbor. You're getting service your next door neighbor may envy.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do here is to provide our policyholders an additional level of protection, said Stan Riviera, director of wildfire protection at AIG Private Client Group, which we've read a lot of this, but essentially they provided. Fire trucks to their these private client group and fire retardant services to the brush around. Let me go on here. Let's see. The average unit was worth $1.7 million. AIG this year expanded its wildfire protection unit to 150 zip codes in California, Colorado, up from 14, where it was formed in 2005. The unit has had the busiest week since its inception, as fires burned in at least 719 square miles from Santa Barbara to San Diego. The wildfire protection unit has six trucks outfitted to spray post-check. The fire retardant used by the U.S. Forestry Service. Customers have post-check sprayed on brush surrounding their homes before each fire season. During a wildfire, the trucks are sent out to wherever a fire comes within 3 miles of a home and spray all the combustible areas. So it's possible to have private fire services. I know they always tell us that, oh my God, what would we do without the fire department? Well, you know, the fire department's kind of in some ways, an inefficient organization.
It's a bureaucracy.
And
just like any other bureaucracy.
You know, like most people can largely protect their homes from fires by taking some steps themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you need additional services, companies will spring up that can provide those services, and they can probably provide them to you on an as-need basis. Kind of like the way your house is protected against termites or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why don't we have a termite department? I mean, people's homes are destroyed by termites.
Sure.
It certainly happens, but we don't have a squad of termite men who protect us from these.
No, it's true. And you know, the fact is the AIG group is insuring very expensive homes, but if we didn't have government fire protection, then the marketplace would fill in that gap, and we'd have real market competition with different companies competing to offer a variety of services at a variety of different price points that, again, the competition would drive prices down to where we could all afford this kind of protection. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.